I'll give you a current example. We all remember hearing the name Martin Burnham. Martin and Gracia were taken captive by the Abu Sauf guerrillas in the Philippines last May the 27th. And over 1 year, they've been captives. And people have looked for them, and soldiers have scouted for them, and the guerrillas have marched them all through the jungle. And last week, Martin was finally killed. And we're starting to learn more and more about what that year was like from his wife. When they arrested Martin, the radical Muslim guerrillas, they chided and mocked him for his faith. But she says over the course of the year, his pure Christian witness so convicted them, they came to respect him. Every night they chained him to a tree. And he thanked the man that chained him and wished him a good night. And every day when they marched, he would get up and say, "Can I help you carry things today?" And one day he was talking to the spokesman of the whole radical group. And he started talking about his faith in Christ. And he started talking about how men aren't right with God unless they're right with Christ. And he said to this man, "You can't face God if you don't know Jesus." And he said his wife's in the background doing like this, saying, "Cut it off, cut it off." But Martin, gently but firmly, stuck to the word of his testimony. And she says a month or two ago, after being there almost a year, and they were tired and their boots had worn out. The last 2 months, they didn't have boots to wear in the jungle. And they sat down for a second. And Martin said, "It's been a long year, but it's been a good year." And the verse came to his mind, Psalm 100, verse 2. She said, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with singing." And he said to his wife, "You know what? We might never leave this jungle, but if this is where we're going to serve the Lord, let's be sure we serve Him with gladness." And the last thing she remembers is he said a prayer with her and he laid down to take a nap. And he never woke up. And all the world has heard this story. Now I'm going to ask you, who won and who lost? His death was a horrific defeat for the kingdom of darkness and a tremendous victory for the army of light. And Jesus said, Revelation 2:10, "You be faithful." He didn't say you stay alive. He said you stay faithful. Faithful, even to the point of death, and I'll give you the crown of life. And so here's my challenge as we close. I want you to overlook this present darkness and you stay on the winning side. Remember, Satan's time is short. And I don't want you to yield to cultural pressure to line up with the losing side. I know it gets tough sometimes, and it sometimes seems like evil's winning, and there's so much sin out there, and the best way to get along in this world is just to line up with whatever the flow of the culture is doing. And what John is saying is, don't go that way. Why do you want to line up with the losing side? And I want to tell you, on Father's Day especially, if I could give the men of America one challenge, it would be this. Brothers, revival will come when we decide to step up to the plate. It's up to us to set that example for our wives and our children. It's up to us to set that legacy for the next generation. Make up your mind. Are you going to follow Christ or are you going to sell out? Who's Lord? You can't have two or three or four lords. That's a total contradiction of the definition of the term. Confess who your Lord is and live like it. And if you have to pay a price, pay it. And when you're tempted to turn on that internet, turn it off. To drink that next beer, throw it out. There's things more important than lining up with this culture. Your kids need to know that being a Christian is more important than being on a ball team. Look at this verse with me. Every guy needs to memorize this verse. 1 Corinthians 16:13. "Be on your guard and stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage and be strong. Stay at the cross and say what you believe. And if you have to, pay the price." And this is how we overcome. and we rout the kingdom of darkness.